Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus program. I was emailed this article by one of my church members, and so I want to send it to you by way of the News in Focus program. This is coming to us from ABP, abpnews.com, ministry people, /7734, Baptist leader blasts adoption comment. So that's enough information for you to Google it, as well as the fact that the article is written by Bob Allen, and if you Google it, I'm sure you'll be able to find it. Baptist leader blast adoption comment, and it'll be posted on the bottom of this podcast. A Southern Baptist Seminary professor, that this is Russell Moore, took a strong exception to recent statements by televangelist Pat Robertson that it is okay for a man to not want to get involved with a woman whose children are adopted from foreign countries. During a recent broadcast of the 700 Club, a woman sent in a question asking why the men she dated always lost interest in her after finding out that her three daughters were adopted from three different countries and not her biological children that come with child support. Robertson disagreed with a female co-host's gut reaction that it was because they are dogs and it is just wrong. No, it's not wrong, Robertson responded. I mean, a man doesn't want to take on the United Nations. You don't know what problems there are, he continued. I've got a dear friend who adopted a little kid from an orphanage down in Colombia. The child has brain damage, you know, grew up weird. You just never know what's been done to a child before you get that child, Robertson elaborated. What kind of sexual abuse there has been, what kind of cruelty, what kind of food deprivation, etc., 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 etc. So you're not a dog because you don't want to take on that responsibility. Russell Moore, theology dean and senior vice president for academic administration at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, said on his blog that he had intended never to mention Robertson in another posting after taking him to task last year for saying that it was permissible for a man to divorce his wife because she had Alzheimer's disease. But Moore, an adopted parent and author of books including Adopted for Life, The Priority of Adoption for Christian Families and Churches, said Robertson's recent comments go beyond just a statement we ought to disagree with. This is of the devil, is what he said, what Moore said. Moore said in the past he received letters, calls, and emails from Robertson supporters arguing that the Christian television pioneer is just not what he used to be mentally, and that you ought to hold him to a lower standard. That would be true if people were taping or tapping his phone or going to his house and recording conversations, Moore said. However, this man is on television, representing to millions of people what Christianity is about. Moore said the issue isn't just Robertson's cruel and callous language or his dismissal of the Christian mandate to care for widows and orphans in distress, but that his attitude is part of a larger worldview. The prosperity and power gospel Robertson has preached fits perfectly well with this kind of counsel he's giving in recent years, Moore said. Give China a pass on their murderous policies. We've got business interests there. Divorce your weak wife. She can't do anything for you anymore. Those adopted kids might have brain damage. They're weird. What matters is health and welfare and power, but that's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Robertson's advice to his female viewer concluded with, you don't have to take on somebody else's problems. I mean, you really don't. You can go help people. You can minister to people. We minister to orphans all over the world, thousands of them. We love orphans. We love helping people. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I would take all the orphans from around the world into my home. Okay, let's get to the next question. I'm in trouble. All right, so let me pause for just a moment and say that Bob Allen has got it right, and it's more than appropriate to write a story about this from the Associated Baptist Press. Let's also make the point that we've had sufficient time between now and when this comment was made, that if Pat Robertson came to his senses and he's had more than enough time to issue an apology and get the record straight if he made a mistake. All right, at this point, we're going to listen to actual comment from Robertson. It's a minute, 44 seconds. It's coming to us from YouTube.
Robertson says, I'm the mother of three adopted girls. I find the men I date are okay when I tell them I have three daughters, but when they find out that they're adopted and from three different countries and not my own biological children, they don't want to date anymore. When I tell them up front or after a couple dates, all the men are reacting the same way. They say they could be okay if the girls were, you know, biological children and came with child support. Why are these men reacting this way? Can I answer? Because they're, I was going to say dogs.
Don't you insult my
I'm not going to say dogs, but they are, that's just wrong on every level.
No, it's not wrong.
It's wrong.
I mean, a man doesn't want to take on the United Nations, and this woman's got all these various children, and a blended family. What is it? And you don't know what problems are. I'm serious. I've got a dear friend, adopted son, little kid from an orphanage down in Columbia. Child had brain damage. You know, grew up weird. And you just never know what's been done to a child before you get that child. What kind of sexual abuse it's been, what kind of cruelty, what kind of food deprivation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you're not a dog because you don't want to take on that responsibility. You don't have to take on somebody else's problems. I mean, you really don't. You can go help people. You can minister to people. We minister to orphans all over the world, thousands of them. We love orphans. We love helping people. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to take all the orphans around the world into my home. And I think, you know, okay, let's get the next question. I'm in trouble.
Now, of course he recognizes he's in trouble. But let's talk about it. Why? Why is he in trouble? Well, what did our Savior do? What is the central tenet of the gospel, listener? What is that? Ask yourself this question. What is the central tenet of the gospel? Well, I would suggest to you that the central tenet of the gospel is that our Savior did take upon himself the problems of the United Nations. That he did die for the sins of the whole world, according to 1 John 2:2. That he became all things to all people in the sense of substitutionary, penal substitutionary atonement. That he endured the wrath, that he suffered for us. I would suggest to you that Russell Moore is spot on with taking Pat Robertson to task. And that the central issue is that Robertson doesn't have a clue what the gospel of Jesus Christ is and doesn't understand that when he gives these men a pass, that what he's really saying is the gospel does not have application into the way we live our lives. To suggest that the child is weird or that we don't know what baggage the child brings with him or her is to completely disregard what Christ has done for us. Look at the baggage I bring with me into this salvific relationship where God adopts me into the family. Praise the Lord that he doesn't say, Sean Harris, brain damage, Sean Harris, what kind of cruelty, food deprivation. Praise the Lord that he doesn't say, the past that he has, I'm not going to adopt him into my family. Praise the Lord that there's a serious consideration there for the fact that I'm a sinner in need of a Savior and that Christ dies for us. What we have here is Robertson's complete failure to apply the gospel to this situation. Moreover, the leader of the 700 Club seems to be completely disregarding the desired diversity that God has foreordained into his plan of redeeming people from every kindred, every tribe, every nation, every ethnicity. And so to immediately lose interest in a potential wife because of an apathy toward assuming the responsibility for children who Christ died for is, well, I think that the Kohars got it right. Dog behavior. Do you listen to the Pat Robertson? Do you listen to him? Do you see him as a spiritual mentor? Do you see him as someone who feeds your soul? Listen closely to what he's saying. Listen closely. He's very unorthodox in lots of ways. And as I watched the YouTube video, he had plenty of time to think through this. This wasn't something that he was spun up and flippantly said and has now retracted it. No, he seems to make it perfectly clear that this is okay for these men not to want to assume the responsibility of raising children up. And I would call to your attention that God is not okay with that. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.